AI alignment project ideas. November 27th, 2024. I have some new alignment project ideas I quickly wrote up. These are mostly projects I'd be happy to mentor people on. I would love feedback on the ideas. If you are interested in collaborating on any of them, that's cool too. October 2nd, 2024. I quickly wrote up some rough project ideas for Arena and Laser participants, so I figured I'd share them here as well. I am happy to discuss these ideas and potentially collaborate on some of them. 1. Improving a multimodal automated interpretability agent, Maya. Overview. Maya, multimodal automated interpretability agent, is a system designed to help users understand AI models by combining human-like experimentation flexibility with automated scalability. It answers user queries about AI system components by iteratively generating hypotheses, designing and running experiments, observing outcomes, and updating hypotheses. Maya uses a vision language model, GPT-4V at the time, backbone equipped with an API of interpretability experiment tools. This modular system can address both macroscopic questions, e.g., identifying systematic biases in model predictions, and microscopic questions, e.g., describing individual features, with simple query modifications. This project aims to improve Maya's ability to either answer macroscopic questions or microscopic questions on vision models. 2. Making a multimodal automated interpretability agent, Maya, work with LLMs. Maya is focused on vision models, so this project aims to create a Maya-like setup, but for the interpretability of LLMs. Given that this would require creating a new setup for language models, it would make sense to come up with simple interpretability benchmark examples to test Maya LLM. The easiest way to do this would be to either look for existing LLM interpretability benchmarks or create one based on interpretability results we've already verified. Would be ideal to have a ground truth. Ideally, the examples in the benchmark would be simple, but new enough that the LLM has not seen them in its training data. 3. Testing the robustness of critique out loud reward, cloud models. Critique out loud reward models are reward models that can reason explicitly about the quality of an input through producing chain of thought-like critiques of an input before predicting a reward. In classic reward model training, the reward model is trained as a reward head initialized on top of the base LLM. Without LM capabilities, classic reward models act as encoders and must predict rewards within a single forward pass through the model, meaning reasoning must happen implicitly. In contrast, cloud reward models are trained to both produce explicit reasoning about quality and to score based on these critique reasoning traces. Cloud reward models lead to large gains for pairwise preference modeling on reward bench, and also lead to large gains in win rate when used as the scoring model in best of N sampling on Arena Hard. The goal for this project would be to test the robustness of cloud reward models. For example, are the cloud RMs, discriminators, more robust to jailbreaking attacks from the policy, generator? Do the cloud RMs generalize better? From an alignment perspective, we would want RMs that generalize further out of distribution, and ideally, always more than the generator we are training. 4. Synthetic data for behavioral interventions. Simple synthetic data reduces sycophancy in large language models by Google reduced sycophancy in LLMs with a fairly small number of synthetic data examples. This project would involve testing this technique for other behavioral interventions and potentially studying the scaling laws. Consider looking at the examples from the Model Written Evaluations paper by Anthropic to find some behaviors to test. 5. Regularization techniques for enhancing interpretability and editability. Explore the effectiveness of different regularization techniques. For example, L1 regularization, weight pruning, activation sparsity, in improving the interpretability and/or editability of language models, and assess their impact on model performance and alignment. We expect we could apply automated interpretability methods, for example Maya, to this project to test how well the different regularization techniques impact the model. In some sense, this research is similar to the work Anthropic did with SOLU activation functions. Unfortunately, they needed to add layer norms to make the SOLU models competitive, which seems to have hidden away the superposition in other parts of the network, making SOLU unhelpful in making the models more interpretable. That said, we hope to find that we can increase our ability to interpret these models through regularization techniques. A technique like L1 regularization should help, because it encourages the model to learn sparse representations by penalizing non-zero weights or activations. Sparse models tend to be more interpretable as they rely on a smaller set of important features. Methodology. Here are the key points. 1. Identify a set of regularization techniques, for example, L1 regularization, weight pruning, activation sparsity, to be applied during fine-tuning. 2. Fine-tune pre-trained language models with different regularization techniques and hyperparameters. 3. Evaluate the fine-tuned models using interpretability tools, for example, attention visualization, probing classifiers, and editability benchmarks, for example, Rome. 4. Analyze the impact of regularization on model interpretability, editability, and performance. 5. Investigate the relationship between interpretability, editability, and model alignment. Expected outcomes. Here are the key points. Quantitative assessment of the effectiveness of different regularization techniques for improving interpretability and editability. Insights into the trade-offs between interpretability, editability, and model performance. Recommendations for regularization techniques that enhance interpretability and editability while maintaining model performance and alignment. 6. Quantifying the impact of reward misspecification on language model behavior. Investigate how misspecified reward functions influence the behavior of language models during fine-tuning, and measure the extent to which the model's outputs are steered by the reward labels, even when they contradict the input context. We hope to better understand language model training dynamics. Additionally, we expect online learning to complicate things in the future, where models will be able to generate the data they may eventually be trained on. We hope that insights from this work can help us prevent catastrophic feedback loops in the future. For example, if model behavior is mostly impacted by training data, we may prefer to shape model behavior through synthetic data. It has been shown we can reduce sycophancy by doing this. Prior works. Here are the key points. The effects of reward misspecification. Mapping and Mitigating Misaligned Models by Alexander Pan, Kush Bhatia, Jacob Steinhardt. Survival Instinct in Offline Reinforcement Learning by Anchi Li, Dipendra Misra, Andrei Kolobov, Ching-An Cheng. Simple Synthetic Data Reduces Sycophancy in Large Language Models by Google, Jerry Wei, Da Huang, Yifeng Liu, Denny Zhou, Kwok V. Lei. Scaling Laws for Reward Model Over-Optimization by OpenAI, Leo Gao, John Shulman, Jacob Hilton. On the Sensitivity of Reward Inference to Misspecified Human Models by Joey Hong, Kush Bhatia, Anka Dragon. Methodology. Here are the key points. 1. Create a diverse dataset of text passages with candidate responses and manually label them with coherence and misspecified rewards. 2. Fine-tune pre-trained language models using different reward weighting schemes and hyperparameters. 3. Evaluate the generated responses using automated metrics and human judgments for coherence and misspecification alignment. 4. Analyze the influence of misspecified rewards on model behavior and the trade-offs between coherence and misspecification alignment. 5. Use interpretability techniques to understand how misspecified rewards affect the model's internal representations and decision-making process. Expected outcomes. Here are the key points. Quantitative measurements of the impact of reward misspecification on language model behavior. Insights into the trade-offs between coherence and misspecification alignment. Interpretability analysis revealing the effects of misspecified rewards on the model's internal representations. 7. Investigating wrong reasoning for correct answers. Understand the underlying mechanisms that lead to language models producing correct answers through flawed reasoning, and develop techniques to detect and mitigate such behavior. Essentially, we want to apply interpretability techniques to help us identify which sets of activations or token layer pairs impact the model getting the correct answer when it has the correct reasoning versus when it has the incorrect reasoning. The hope is to uncover systematic differences as to when it is not relying on its chain of thought at all, and when it does leverage its chain of thought to get the correct answer. Edit, October 2nd, 2024. This project intends to follow a similar line of reasoning as described in this post and this comment. The goal is to study chains of thought and improve faithfulness without suffering an alignment tax, so that we can have highly interpretable systems through their token outputs and prevent loss of control. The project doesn't necessarily need to rely only on model internals. Related work. Here are the key points. 1. Decomposing predictions by modeling model computation by Harshe Shah, Andrew Ilias, Alexander Madry. 2. Does localization inform editing? Surprising differences in causality-based localization versus knowledge editing in language models by Peter Hayes, Mohit Bansal, Bean Kim, Asma Gandhariyun. 3. On measuring faithfulness or self-consistency of natural language explanations by Letitia Parkalabescu, Annette Frank. 4. Language models don't always say what they think. Unfaithful explanations in chain of thought prompting by Miles Turpin, Julian Michael, Ethan Perez, Samuel R. Bowman. 5. Measuring faithfulness in chain of thought reasoning by Tamara Lanham et al. Methodology. Here are the key points. 1. Curate a data set of questions and answers where language models are known to provide correct answers but with flawed reasoning. 2. Use interpretability tools, e.g., attention visualization, probing classifiers, to analyze the model's internal representations and decision-making process for these examples. 3. Develop metrics and techniques to detect instances of correct answers with flawed reasoning. 4. Investigate the relationship between model size, training data, and the prevalence of flawed reasoning. 5. Propose and evaluate mitigation strategies, such as data augmentation or targeted fine-tuning, to reduce the occurrence of flawed reasoning. Expected outcomes. Here are the key points. Insights into the underlying mechanisms that lead to correct answers with flawed reasoning in language models. Metrics and techniques for detecting instances of flawed reasoning. Empirical analysis of the factors contributing to flawed reasoning, such as model size and training data. Proposed mitigation strategies to reduce the occurrence of flawed reasoning and improve model alignment.